When I saw that you actually wanted to come on the air tonight and talk about SETI, I went, wow, really? Because I had always thought that your attitude about SETI was kind of, well, you know, okay, if we have extra money, maybe, but it might be a waste, and kind of like that.
Well, I like to look at the big picture. And there's no point piddling with equipment that is too primitive and too cheap not to pick up anything. And
you mean like Arecibo?
The equipment that we have today is old, it's out of date, and we only use it part-time. Now, last month, and this hit the newspapers, last month the Allen Telescope Array went online. Paul Allen is the co-founder of Microsoft. He's a billionaire. Mm-hmm. And he has funded to the tune of $25 million the Allen Telescope Array to jumpstart the SETI project to create the Manhattan Project of SETI. We're talking about up to 350, count them, 350 radio telescope dishes exclusively designed to look for extraterrestrial intelligence in outer space. 42 went online just last month. And eventually 350 will go online. And that should increase the sensitivity and search scans by about a factor of 1,000. So we're talking about 1,000 times more than all the accumulated SETI searches of the past.
So that's enough to get you excited.
Well, I'm not sure they're going to find anything. However, this is the best bet in a generation. In a generation. You know, once in a generation we get an opportunity like this, right, when a billionaire decides to, you know, throw $25 million your way to create 350 gigantic radio telescopes, this could set the gold standard for the search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
What do you think talked him into that kind of donation?
Well, I think, you know, he's interested in science, you know, being a co-founder of Microsoft.
Sure.
He's interested in computers and rockets and stuff like that. He helped to back the XPRIZE, the Spaceship One, which won the X Prize for blasting off into outer space on a commercial flight.
Right.
And he wants to jumpstart commercial exploration of space. And he wants to jumpstart SETI, where his billions will make a difference. Okay?
Well, if you had been the one trying to get the money, mm-hmm. and you had been in front of Paul Allen trying to make the case for however many million to look for intelligent life out there, how would you have made the case?
I would have said that the scientific community snickers and laughs at SETI because everybody knows that the equipment is out of date. We only can use it part-time. Most of it is used for pure science. And, of course, we can't find aliens because we're not looking hard enough. Mm-hmm. And then it would take a massive influx of funds. The government ain't doing it. And you could do it. You could be part of world history. If we make contact with alien life in outer space, that would be the biggest event in the history of Homo sapiens since we left the trees.
Well, if I were Paul Allen, I would say, okay, that's fine and well, but make the case that you think they're there.
Well, first, his name would be on it. His name would be on every single newspaper in the world because it was his telescope,
radio telescope.
That found it.
Sure.
And second of all, most scientists, when they look at the numbers, believe they're out there. There are over 100 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy, and we've only scanned about 1,000 of them. Get this. We've only scanned in detail about 1,000 stars in 100 billion stars in our own backyard. And there are 100 billion galaxies within the range of our telescopes. So altogether, we even know how many stars there are in the visible universe, 100 billion times 100 billion. That's how many stars there are total in the visible universe. And we've only scanned 1,000 of them. And of course we're going to snicker at SETI. Of course we're going to say this is kind of like a useless project because, you know, there's so many stars to scan, and we've only scanned 1,000 of them. And we might even be scanning in the wrong frequency, using wrong methods.
We might.
So my attitude is think big. Look at the big picture. You have to jumpstart this. And this is precisely where a billionaire can make a difference. Mm-hmm. He made a difference with the X Prize. Now the commercialization of outer space is not out of the question. And he could make a difference with regards to making contact or eavesdropping on conversations of ET in outer space.